What is a prism and what is a facet?
People are incarcerated.
What's a facet?
It's a prism.
It's a prism. When you shine a light through that prism, what do you see? You don't know?
It splits the colors and makes it a rainbow.
The colors of the rainbow. And what's a facet? Seven facets of worship. What does that mean?
That's it. You have to be a civil engineer.
Can a facet be when you cut a stone?
Pardon?
Faces. Different faces. If you look at it at a diamond or a jewel, you know, it has different surfaces, different facets, and you can look at it different ways. It's all a diamond. Think.
So we're going to look at the word worship seven different ways, all right? You got your pens ready? We, starts with a P, ourselves before him.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. What do you have for P? Yes?
What's the present? Present.
That's good. Present. You have that in Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that ye present. That's what we do when we worship. We present ourselves and our whole self.
This place.
Body, soul, and spirit. Here it says body, doesn't it? In that verse. Present. In Romans 6, the word is yield. Yield. When we come to meeting, we just yield to his working. Lord, have your way. Help yourself to me and do the thing with me that pleases you. I just lay myself at your feet. I prostrate. That's a P, right? Prostrate. You know what it means to prostrate? You know, Dr. Tozer, I don't know whether you've ever heard of Dr. Tozer. He was the head or became the head of the Alliance Missionary Churches. He found the Lord on his own. He took a Bible, went into the attic, you know, in the house, and there he sought the Lord. And he says that at times he would just lay himself out on the floor with his nose in the rug. Just lay himself before God. You know, my wife says, we don't do that. We don't do that. Well, he did it, and God raised him up. God came to him, took hold of his life, and he began first to preach on the street. He found someone else that was doing that, and together they began to preach on the street. And he made the statement, where is worship today? What have we done with worship? Who prostrates himself before the Lord as one who is helpless? I'm just helpless, Lord, but I'm here for you. Worship is what? Submission of the entire man. To the Lord. To be used by him as he wills. Well, I'm learning this. I think I've appreciated this theme that has been set before us of worship. I haven't delved into it as I have of late. And I see it's a real rewarding thing. God, it issues in God taking hold and working through us. It issues in service, should I say. And I'm glad we can begin that way because You see, this is the prism regarding worship. You look into this and you'll find out what how God looks at worship. You understand? This is the prism. We have the instruction from this book, His Word. Does God have something to say regarding this subject? 95th Psalm? I mean, it is the 95th Psalm. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. I'm trying that. I'm trying to do that. When I come into this place, I like to kneel down and say, Lord, I just give myself to you. I don't hold anything back. You can do with me what you want. A willing offering now, my all from day to day. My Savior paid the price. My name He sweetly calls. Upon the sacrifice, the fire of heaven falls. I want that fire. What do you want? Isn't it the Holy Ghost and fire? And that's what God will do to you if you really give yourself in that way. It's a sacrifice, absolute sacrifice. Okay? What do you got next, honey? Or maybe you wanted, well, you did say that. And I think that's a good presentation of myself, yielding of myself to the Lord, the one who bought me. I don't belong to myself anyway, I'm His. Lord, do with me whatever you want. Okay? And
when we worship, we express our L. What's the word?
Love. We love Him because He first loved us. It's a response to His love. We sang about it early. His love is wonderful to me. Jesus loved me so. He did to Calvary go. His love is wonderful to me. Love. I just thank you, Lord. I set my affection upon Him because He has set His love upon me. I'm going to honor Him. I'm going to honor Him with long life. I'm going to answer His prayers. When He calls, I will answer. Oh, thank you, Lord. He pays attention when those who love Him have set their affection upon Him. He listens, and He says He's going to answer our prayers. Isn't that wonderful? Okay.
Number three, when we worship, we A Him.
Adore.
There are two words we can use, and rightly so. What does it mean to adore?
Render divine honor.
The treasure.
Render divine honor to this one whom you adore. That can only be the Lord. He is the same one that the three wise men worshipped. When they found Him, what did they do? They fell down and worshipped Him. They rendered divine honor. They saw that He was the King. Where is the King that is born in Israel? We have come from the east a great distance to worship Him. That they did. They fell down and worshipped Him. They gave us the song, Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, let us render unto Him the honor that he deserves, that we must render to him, because he is God. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. And that, so we come in that spirit to worship him, adore him. And the other word, or the A, is awe. What is awe? We have it in, oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, yes. What does it mean?
Reverence.
Very good. Reverential fear. We stand in fear of him. He's such a great God. He's such a great God. He made everything. He made us. I stand in awe of him. What is his purpose with me and making me? I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. Oh, how marvelous, how wonderful that God should love a sinner such as I. So we come, I like that reverential fear. You know, that's, I have the definitions as we find in Strong's Concordance. I have them. I don't know whether I should just read them to you, if they have any value for you, but I think we are instructed by them. This is what the word means. Maybe I should do that now, okay? I can give it to you from the Old Testament. And if you have a Strong's dictionary, it's number 7812 in the Hebrew. This is the Old Testament. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And it's 7812. Now, nobody's going to pay attention to that. Nobody. You think they are?
Write it down.
Oh, 7812. Okay, now let's see. Here, the root word is depress. Depress. For example, prostrate. That's what it has here, prostrate. And that is in homage to royalty or God. What does that word homage mean? I prostrate myself in homage. Well, it embraces the two thoughts. Respect. 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 We have respect for people who have perhaps an office. We respect them because they occupy a certain office. Like if the president should come here, how would I dress? How would I dress? You think I might dress differently? In respect for his office. He's the president. He's the president. This evangelist was preaching, and Thomas Jefferson came in, and it was told him that Thomas Jefferson is here. And he said, if he doesn't repent, he's going... as well as anybody else. He has to repent. Well, we have that word, don't we? Repent. Repent. That means turn from your sin, turn from yourself. Repentance is a beautiful word. It's really a beautiful word. Because it helps me to deliver for myself. When I repent, I turn around. And Jesus has been running after me. And I have been running away from him. But when I repent, we meet. And he embraces me.
Hallelujah.
He receives me. Oh, Jesus. He takes us as his own. I was reading this, huh? Let's see what else it says here. Homage. To humble ourselves, fall down, and fall down flat. Hey, that's good, isn't it? Beseech, do, make, what is that now? Obeisance, what is that?
Obeisance.
Well, how do you say that?
Obeisance.
Obeisance? That means obedience. Obedience. I'll obey you, come what may. That's, you see me here, Lord. And I have that within me, that attitude, that of surrender and obedience. I'll obey you, come what may. I'll obey you. You know how that song came to be written? A fellow was having difficulty. And he stood in Moody Bible Institute. And he said, I don't know how to get out of this, and I don't know how to go through, but I'm going to trust and obey. That's the way through. You might not see the way, but trust. Trust and obey. There's no other way. And so Towner, I guess it was Towner, who was a music writer, I think he referred to somebody else and asked them to write something now. Write something. And so they took that and they wrote, trust and obey. There's no other way. And have you found it so? There's no other way. Trust and obey. And we are to stoop and worship. That's the Old Testament.
Number five.
Okay.
When what? We worship, worship is tea. Worship is tea.
Tea? Or there's an element of this tea in worship.
What is it?
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Oh, can I thank you enough? Lord, thank you. Thank you. In Psalm 107, I think it might be about the 20th verse. It speaks in connection, it says, fools, because of their transgressions, because of their iniquities, they are afflicted. And they come near to the gate of death. But then they cry unto the Lord. They cry unto the Lord. And the Lord answers them and saves them from destruction. Let them offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with joy. Yes. He's done so much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's the way we keep the door open for his continual work in us. The work that he's begun, the work that he strengthens day by day. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for last night's meeting. I thank you, Lord, that you helped us to cry out to you and ask that you come and fill your purchased possession with the Holy Ghost. You know I need the Holy Ghost. I need that power in my life. I can't be true unless your Spirit strengthens me and enables me to take a stand. Is it so?
Yeah.
You are not going to be any different when you go home. I know there are people, they come from Pilgrim Camp and they express their desire. Now, I want to do what's right before God. I want to be in every meeting. I want to go to the prayer meeting. I want to seek the Lord with my whole desire, heart. And after a while, it all peters out. What happened? You see, you can't do stand in yourself. You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit in my life. I need for him to take control. And I ask him, oh, Holy Spirit, take control of my life. Take full control. We sing that, don't we? Do we sing it honestly? Do we sing it from all this worship has to flow from a heart that's given to him. You understand that?
Number six.
You see, my wife is something. You number know what she six. Told me? Be short.
Oh. When What did he say?
He said number six.
When we worship, we peep.
Pardon?
When we worship, we peep.
Praise.
Enter
into his gates with
praise,
and into his courts with praise. By him, therefore, Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, offer unto God the sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of your lips, giving thanks unto his name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a sacrifice of acknowledgement. I acknowledge this one whom I'm worshiping and have bowed down to and offered myself completely. He is Lord. I praise him as Lord. You understand? I acknowledge him. It's a sacrifice of acknowledgement. And we need to learn to acknowledge Jesus. You're Lord. You're Lord. You're over this situation that I find myself in. He's Lord. He has the way through. He has the way out. He knows the way. He knows the way. I got into a rather serious predicament. I hit a man with my car. And I talked to his wife. I said, I'm awfully sorry. I don't think the Lord wants me to dispatch people into eternity. That's not my job. That's not my job. And I felt bad. The man, it was raining, and we were on our way to church. It was dark, and the 80th Street there, it comes up on a grade, you know, up. And so your lights are shining out in the sky somewhere. But when you come up on top, on the Cooper Avenue, then you can see what's in front of you. And we both said, a man. And I hit him. And he rolled up onto my hood, and then off, lay in the street there. So, try to make him as comfortable as possible. Dear Lord, and after a while, they didn't want to talk to me. I mean, they didn't want me to talk to his wife. I couldn't talk to them. You know, the lawyers, they get matters, or take matters in their hands. See? And the Lord told me, in due time, I'm going to resolve this matter. And I'm doing a good job. Was that encouraging? Mm-hmm. He also gave me a word. And I, at the moment, I didn't know where it was. Thrust sorely at me, but that I might fall, but the Lord sustained me. I felt it was an act of the enemy, wanting to get me down. And the Lord said, no, even though the enemy has thrust sore at you, I'm going to sustain you. I'll hold you. Then I went to Canarsie. They were having special meetings in Canarsie at that time. And the message that Brother Bowers brought was, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Trust in me. And so all these words were such an encouragement. And God is, doesn't he encourage us? He's a great encourager. And so the Lord helped me. Praise the Lord. And I have to end the story. It was settled outside of court. It was just settled. I saw the man. I greeted him. So on. And the Lord, as he said, I'll take care of it. I'm doing a good job. I'm doing that. And he still says that to me. I'll take care of it. I'm going to do a good job if you only let me. Just give it over. Like the Palermo twins, or as it were, their brothers. They were singers, and they would sing. And it touches my heart, too. He said, you've got to turn it over to Jesus. Yes, just turn it over to Jesus. You have to turn it over to Jesus, and then smile the rest of the day. It's in good hands. Are you in the good hands, people? What kind of insurance do you have? Well, I'm in the good hands, people. Okay, honey, how far we got?
The last one.
Oh, my.
Number seven. In worship, we S all to him. In worship, we S all to him.
Oh, S. That's easy. I mean, you're telling us, honey. George is presenting a riddle to the boys every day. This is not a riddle. Are you a guy? An S. I
surrender
all. In worship, that's what I do, is that right? I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, that constitutes worship as we are instructed in the book. You might have other, answers to this. But I think we can worship all day. I've practiced that. Jesus, you are here. You are here. I have this job to do, but Lord, I do it as unto you. And I worship you. I just rejoice in that I can serve you in the will of God. And I believe it's the will of God that I'm here. And so, Lord, I just rejoice. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I freely give. I will ever trust and serve him. In his presence, daily live. I surrender all. Lord, thank you for the instructions. That's what it means to worship in truth. You worship according to the prism, this prism. Praise the Lord. And I think it's all right to shout once in a while. And then I believe it's good to be still. Today our worship, much of our worship is noise. Noise. Do you find it so? The greater the noise, they got a 3x4 meeting hall, and they got these big speakers. And you fall off your chair. I went to this place, and in 5 minutes I had enough. Noise. And we have to be careful ourselves. We don't, noise is not worship. It can't, we're told we ought to. It should overflow at times, because we have that in Isaiah 12. Cry out, shout. We are those inhabitants of Zion, and we have reason to cry out and shout. We have reason. We have, praise the Lord, good reason. Because the Holy One Hallelujah. Of Israel is right here.
Hallelujah.
My wife, see how she helps me?
Let's read them now, all right? Got your books? Let's read what we've just written. Ready? We
prostrate ourselves before him. We express our love. We adore him. We stand in awe of him. Worship is thanksgiving. We praise him. We surrender all to him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.